All right, one more.
What do you think of the Raiders this year?
I have no shenpa for the Raiders. None. Okay.
Well, the reason I came up with that is because in terms of habituation, it can have such subtlety, and this is similar to the brownie question, but if, like, 11 o'clock at night and I probably should go to bed and get ready for the next day or something, I just get, oh, I'm hungry, you know, or time for a snack, or I want to just turn on the TV to see how the Raiders did, or
right.
whatever, and it's yes. like, or I'll go to my computer and just say, okay, how are the playoffs coming along? You know, where are things at? And there's this interruption that's just entertainment. And in the minute situation, I'll be walking towards the kitchen, and in order to get to the kitchen, I've passed my Shrine Room. And it says, well, I don't need to eat. I'm not going to starve to death. Just go practice and see what's going on. And I would say maybe 1 out of 100 times I'll do that.
Exactly.
So I'm not getting fat and I'm not getting sick. And I don't believe I'm taking food out of the hands of children in West Virginia. But I'm always haunted by this thing. And then there's that thing. So what am I doing with all this?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So it is like the brownie question. And the last thing I want to do is get into right-wrong thinking around this issue, which is meant to free us from that. And so I think a very helpful practice to work with is, you say, since death is certain and the time of death is uncertain, what is the most important thing? Do you see what I'm saying? But if we have been habituating ourselves to numbing out or pleasuring out or something, habituating ourselves to need something to hold on to in a way that is so strong that if we go blind so we can't see, we're in a lot of physical pain so we actually can't sleep, and these things happen to us. And then you feel the lack of all of that so strongly that that's what's making you miserable more than your blindness or your illness. The lack of something to hold on to. So somehow moving in the direction of holding on less and less. And what happens is then you can watch the movie without Shenpa, you can go for the snack without Shenpa, and so forth, and you take delight. But usually what happens is we go in late at night to eat or computer or something to somewhat dull out or numb out, like yeah. not be there sort of thing. So I really wouldn't know how to tell you how to go with it, but I think that's really helpful. Like, since death is certain and the time of death is uncertain, what is the most important thing? Because we don't know when it's going to happen, and we want to be as free of Shenpa as possible at death, which would just mean that when the body starts falling apart, when the appearance of this world starts to dissolve, we just can go right into it because there's no feeling that we need to grasp for something or that we're losing anything. So that's my answer. It's not a simple one, but hopefully that's some help.